You look for the best doctor of your time, or the in your surroundings, or that you can reach, so you can put your trust in him, and that's why you look for the best. Look at Allah. Allah has described in himself in the Quran, قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Realize these verses. Let us think in your mind, مالك الملك, the one who owns all the kingdoms. Your king, the one who owns all the kingdoms. سُبْتُ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. He gives kingdom and power to those who he wants. وَتَنْزِعَ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. And you take it. With one word you can give someone the universe. With one word you can take it away. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ شَاءَ. You give people honor. Then you take away honor from people. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. All goodness is in your hand. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This is the next verse. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاءِ. And tell them, who is the Lord of the heaven and the earth? The sky. When you're hit with a problem, wallahi, open your window and look at the sky. You got a problem. Look at that sky. Who created that? Who put that sky up there with no poles holding it up? Who made those clouds float in the air? With someone holding them up. Whoa! Allah! Allah is the one who did that. When you look at that, you say, oh Allah, you're the one who did all that. The one who put the sky up like that. The clouds. The rain. No matter what, look how Allah is. Even when he brings down rain, he brings it in quantities of the truth. If he brings down the rain, he could bring down all the truth. وَمَا نَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Look at that sound and say, oh Allah, the Creator, the one who did this magnificent job, solve my problem, aid me in my victory, destroy my adversary, whatever it may be, and Allah will give you that which you want. That's dependent on Allah. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. In the end of that, you know, one of the things that was the worst kind of fear to the earth back in the old days was when they go on the ship and the wind starts to it. That's the biggest fear. Allah says, symbolically, who's the one who takes you out of the hardship? قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ. When you hit with the hardship, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. تَدْعُونَهُ. When you're in the middle of the ocean and it's sinking left and right, Ya Allah, help us now. Now it's time. When you're hit with a misery, when you're hit with a problem, Ya Allah, help me. تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً. Who's the one who rescues you from your miseries and problems? Allah. Allah, the one who created the sky and the earth, the universe. مَنْ يَكْلَأُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. مَنْ يَكْلَأُكُمْ. Who's the one who takes care of you in the day and the night? Who's the one who takes care of you? When you go in your house, and you close your door, and then you go in your bedroom, and you close your bedroom. Is it mama and baba who take care of you? Is it mama and baba who take your soul out when you sleep? When you sleep, imagine this. You're dead. You're dead. Literally dead. Your soul comes out. Who's the one with all these creations out? Take your soul, let you rest and sleep, and bring back that soul back onto you. Who is he? It is Allah. And you never forget. There's not a night when you sleep, and your soul will be gone until your day of destiny comes to you. All of that is Allah. Allah and many other verses said, show us someone else. Show us someone else that can create the sky and the earth. In many verses that show you how magnificent Allah is. When you read the Quran, read this realistically and apprehend it. Let it sink in your mind and believe in it so you can have faith in Allah. If you don't really believe in it truthfully, how are you going to raise your hand to Allah? You say, oh, I'll ask Allah. If the prayer comes, okay, I'll take it. If it doesn't, back with it. That's why the way you work with Allah, you know that the creator of the sky and the earth, the one who knows the ant on the floor in the darkness of the desert, an ant that charges in front of you. You put every ant everywhere. Do you hear the footsteps? Allah is on the seven skies. On the seven skies, here's the footsteps of every ant in this earth. You stand next to it. In your head, a little black ant on a stone, the water says, Allah on top of seven stars carries it. He has everything. So put your dependence on Allah. What does it mean to be dependent on Allah? So does it mean to throw yourself in front of a car and say, well, I'm dependent on Allah? That's not the way it works in Islam. Dependency on Allah is a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Meaning, you don't say, I'm going to go to the final and I'm dependent on Allah. I didn't study. That's not dependency on Allah, that's a job.
divinity and Allah means physically, you take your book, you study, you comprehend your lesson, but in your heart to believe 100% whatever comes with it, accept it. You can't let down the physical aspect and say, oh, I let down the physical aspect, I have faith in Allah. No. The faith in Allah is a heart aspect. Once you throw faith in Allah, with one scatter, so righteously good. You know how you put your faith in Allah? Put your trust in Allah. You know why you put your trust in Allah? Because Allah is the Wakil. His name is the Wakil. You know what Al-Wakil means? Al-Wakil means, you know, if you have a problem, you sign over a power of attorney. Most of you know what a power of attorney is. Meaning a lot of I have. I'm going overseas for 2 months. And I have a lot of business, banks, accounts, and everything. So I want someone to take care of it. If you want someone to take care of that as long as you, and better than you, you trust him. You want to do this, the only one you trust. Because he could sign over all your cars for himself. He could sign over your houses for himself. So you only put that power of attorney in someone you trust. That's exactly what Al-Wakil means. Except at a higher level. You put your trust completely in Allah. Just because you put a power of attorney in a human being, on a higher level, you put your complete trust in Allah. Whatever Allah is coming to you, give it. Like the scholar, as I mentioned, so righteously put it. You put your trust in Allah, how? You put your trust in Allah like a dead person in the hands of the man who's washing it. How is he submitted? Does he push him away? Don't take him in the shower? Does he kick him around? 100% submission to Allah. You throw yourself in the hands of Allah. That's the kind of yakin Allah wants you to take him as. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Don't ever defense. Imagine that. If a human being, if a millionaire comes to you and tells you, I'll take care of you. If a lawyer says, don't worry, your case, I'll take care of it. A doctor, oh, your disease is nothing, we get it cured. You put your trust in your hand. And this is a doctor. He's probably a liar. He found me mistaken. You don't know what he says. Allah says, you put your trust in me. Is that what you need? But we're asking. That's all you need is put your trust in Allah. Some of the scholars think you cry, and you have to your kids, you have no trust in Allah. Two kinds of cries, two kinds of tears. One of them is, you know, the tears you cry into another world, and they're going to be still living. That's okay. But crying over them, and you're going to take care of them, means you have no trust in Allah. Crying, because you're going to separate from them. Feel embarrassed, you're going to separate from them. It's permissible, and it's not. However, crying, because you fear. Who's going to take care of him? You have no trust in Allah. Uthman ibn Affan, Yasinan ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud is on his birthday. And Ibn Mas'ud has 9 daughters. Uthman tells him, we're going to love you. Uthman's the Khalifa then. He said, we're going to love you from the heart of the Muslims. Why are you 9 daughters? Ibn Mas'ud on his birthday said, Who? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, if you read Surah Al-Waqi'ah every day, you'll never be poor, you'll never die out of starvation, or you'll never come to the point where you're desperate for it. He said, if you read Surah Al-Waqi'ah, what do I need with your wealth? 9 daughters. If I die and need 9 daughters, it's destructive to me. So Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu felt it was nothing. He said, did he need him alone? He has a hadith of the Prophet. Didn't he say, oh, what for Allah? He has a hadith where the Prophet says, whoever is worth the waqi'ah, whoever is, let it be, Allah will not hit him with a materialistic money wealth hardship. That's the Prophet. So he defended on that and he was there. Let me give you how he told it. One thing, in accepting Allah to let you. It doesn't start when you're a teenager or when you're older. It starts as a baby. In our lives, somehow, we resolve taking Allah as a wakil. We see, when something happens to you, you didn't get accepted to your them, but you got accepted to Wednesday, the earth blackens in your face. You see the earth is black in your face. But the wakil, the one who takes Allah as a wakil, accepts the choice Allah has made for him. Now, look at this. When an infant is in his mother's stomach, how does he eat? Through the cord, through the umbilical cord, blood is just filled. That is how it is. When it cuts, what happens? He cries. He thinks there's a change. Something's blackened in his face. There's a change. He cries. He's desperate. What does Allah replace him with? He doesn't. He's desperate for his mother. better than that love that he used to have in it. But when he was crying, he didn't know it would come out. You think you, when Allah spot something in your face, there's something better. If you truly say Allah, wallahi al-azim, what's coming to you is better than that what happened. Look at that. First of all, she's pregnant. She gives birth. When you give birth, she gets an umbilical cord, the baby cries. He cries because he thinks that's it. That's all that's wrong. There's a change. There's a change in his life. However, Allah replaces him with two things. Just like that his mother. 2 years, maximum. 3 years he got it. The mother got it. What happens? He starts crying again. As you know, when the son is first breastfeed on his mother, it's a time of hardship on the mother and on the baby. 2 years, and he starts. What is Allah replacing him with? Instead of that breastfeeding, Allah replaces him with food, meat, and fish, and vegetables, and water, and yogurt. But when he sees that was it, breastfeeding was it, he thought it was the answer. That's symbolic to every problem you have. You see the end in front of you. But Allah has something bigger behind the scenes for you, something better for you. What happens? Crazy. He's eating. He's drinking. He's enjoying his life. It's time to die. 60-70, he reaches 60, 70, whatever it is, time to die. He cries. The end of the world. I can't leave this world. What does Allah have for them with believers in the life after? I tell you, there's heaven bigger than the sky there. You look at things that is just in front of you. When Allah has behind the scenes something way, way better for you. And let it be known. Let it be known. You can be a believer, a true believer, and not have complete faith in Allah. Musa alayhi salam said, Ya qawmi in kuntum amantum billah fa alayhi tawakkalu. If you truly believe in Allah, then truly depend on Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches a young girl, Ibn Abbas, 11 to 12 years old, how to take Allah as a wakil, how to submit to Allah, how does he feel? He tells him, look at this unique word. Every one of us needs to come out of this khutbah, put in between his eyes, that Allah is my wakil. Allah chose for me. Allah wants this for me, He wants the good for me. Do you think Allah is going to betray you? You think, oh, if you put your trust in a human being, in a warrior, in a scum, in a cadaver, sometimes you find, and you think that guy's not going to betray you. The Lord of the sky and the earth is going to betray you. He told Ibn Abbas, a 12-year-old boy, wa'alam. A long hadith. He takes the Bible and says, wa'alam anna al-umma. Faith in Allah. Wa'alam anna al-umma. The universe in its entirety. Humans, jinns, women, atomic bombs, whatever it may be. If they all come running after you to harm you, and Allah has not written in His book to harm you, it's not to harm you. The whole universe, put that in your mind. He's teaching that to a young kid. Why? So you can take Allah as a wakil. Enough. If you take Allah as a wakil, you're not going to have no depression in your life. Allah, you're not. You're going to go and study. And you're going to go take a final. If you fail, great. That's what Allah wanted. If you pass, that's what Allah wanted. You're going to be happy either way. That's why we want Allah to wait. We want to pray. Among the most depressed people, if you go to the Middle East, a lot most of them are depressed over there. Why? Because we don't put Allah as a wakil. The same in this country. The premise of this country is falls back in lithium. The percentage of falls back in lithium in this country is astonishing. It's based on falls back in lithium. We got something better than all that. Wakil. Allah sharing that to us. Look at this. Someone came to Al-Asma'i, he was scholar, saying the son of Harun al-Rashid. And he told Al-Asma'i, tell me, teach me. He said, what do you want me to teach you? He said, you come from the land of the Muslims. Teach me some of that book that you have. Al-Asma'i said, what is sama'i rizqukum wa ma tu'adun? In the sky, is that your risk, meaning that your wealth that you're going to accumulate? What which you're going to accumulate is written in Allah's book. Does it mean to sit home and not work? You take the physical aspect of it, you don't exhaust your mind and your brain and you say, I gotta make this, I gotta become a billionaire. You work and leave the rest to Allah. You work a normal life and you leave the rest to Allah. You leave your heart to Allah. You don't have to compete to others. Allah says, Rafisa ma'a rizqukum. From the day you're born to the day you die, Allah calculated every not penny, every half a penny that you're gonna make, every drop of water that you're gonna drink. He said, Rafisa ma'a rizqukum wa ma'a tu'adun. The Bedouin is Arabic, he knows what Arabic means. He said, this is a good work. He said, yeah. And he sacrificed his wealth and his camel, he gave it for the sake of Allah. He said, I'm not even nothing. It's all in the sky. It went on that this Bedouin, after that, became a Muslim. the next year, Al-Qutma and Harun al-Rashid would walk in around the Kaaba. And then Al-Qutma, I heard this man's voice, this Bedouin's voice. He said, the Bedouin seen him and said, come on aside. Repeat to me that verse again. Repeat to me that verse again that you stated a year ago. So Al-Qutma began to say, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look how Allah said it. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ فَمَا تَعْدُونَ. In the sky, is that his land, your wealth that is accumulated for him, then Allah has a state for you. Hear it then. Then you read the following verse after that. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You never see a verse like this in the Quran. Where Allah swears so much on himself that it's true. What's true? Even, don't stretch yourself and let what's accumulated and gathered for yourself. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. It's true. Your wealth. You know how true it is. I want to say that to you. Allah, you're not going to die until the last drop of water Allah wrote in his book comes to you. Depend on Allah. Don't be afraid of anything. Depend on Allah. Let me tell you how. A bottle. Wind comes down in California. The springs there. People who put them in bottled water. Big corporations are in California. They bottle them up in water. They rain in California. They're in Michigan. They rain in California, they bottle it up in water, and they send it up to the sea. And they put it in the vending machine and you're vending it for it. And you put your bottle in there, then you got it. Where did it come from? From California. Water. I'm going to water in your book, let it put out with you. It doesn't stop there. Look at that. You drink from it, you put it down. You just serve, you don't have the rest of that. You only get half of it. The half other half was for another brother of yours who wanted the other half. That's how Allah holds every single drop, every single penny in his book. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Jibreel nafasa fi ruwahi anna nafsan lan tamut. Jibreel instigated in my heart, in my mind, that no one shall die hatta tasmila rizqaha, hatta tasmila rizqaha, until all its rizq comes to it. All the wealth that is going to accumulate comes to it. وَنَقْلَ أَجَلَهَا الَّذِي أَجَلَهَا. Meaning, when they short, from the day you're in. Let's say if Qutb told them. I always mention this example. Say if Qutb was assassinated by Gamal Abdel Nasser in 1960s in Egypt. Say if Qutb, rahmatullah alayh, when they took on the Ibrahim's sister, son, please stand, come back, you know, wait a word of apology, and he refused. You know what he said? If on the world I'm going to die today, they're not going to stop. What's the matter of the Nasser? What's all Egypt? They're not going to be able to kill me. And if Allah wrote for me to live, that's what's going to happen. And if Allah wrote for me to die, I'm going to die in my prison cell, whether they want me to die or not. This is the faith in Allah. This is in the most supreme faith in Allah. You know the Prophet al-Istikhara that she will say? Among the people who pray the Prophet al-Istikhara, they don't know the purpose of it. The purpose of Salat al-Istikhara is not to see a dream. There's no hadith that says you're going to see a dream. There's not a hadith that says you're going to see foresight in the future. That's not right. You want to get married? You pray Salat al-Istikhara. You want to buy a car? You pray Salat al-Istikhara. You want to make it to choose? You pray Salat al-Istikhara. The purpose of Salat al-Istikhara is not to guide you to a certain way, one or the other. The purpose of Salat al-Istikhara is to make you dependent on Allah. Because we know that in the following hadith. مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَخَارَ. You know what I mean? You choose a reason. You know you're there. You make it out of the istikhara. Then you go down the line and you divorce him. All of those two are regretful. And Allah wants you to be dependent on him. Because what's in the lines of the hadith? Allah says, in the lines of the hadith when you pray for the out of the istikhara, oh Allah, it is good for me. Give it to me. And let me be happy about it. Let me be happy about it. If it's bad for me, please say, away from me, and make me pleasant and happy about that. Where is the time to tell you? Everything's good. Something that happens, don't regret it instead of the path that you took is the path Allah wanted you to take. It makes him bad to you. That's why I want to talk to you. It makes me, in the middle of the time, bad to you. That's why I want to make the best of the choices that you want to take. Stop, no, don't think about it, okay? Don't respect yourself, don't respect yourself, let it go. Let me. Of depending on Allah is unique. Saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah at a time like today. Being a true Muslim, not an atheist, being a true Muslim means dependency on Allah in faith. It means dependency on Allah like the dependency of Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the message to people. Young boys, teenagers, they decide to stay on the earth. There's a dependence on that kingdom that wants to throw them in a fire, so big that a fire is flying over that huge fire, they're standing in front of two of it.
Flying high in the sky, far above.
Let him say, in the very same thing, he said, do you realize who that I am?
From law?
No.
From Allah?
Yes.
Why? What caused him to go through that silence?
It's the Allah and Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
The same thing in the ring
is the same thing that true believers go today. After September 11th,
you see those people take the celebration
for
anniversary
for the death
in
World Trade Center.
And we do need to weep over that
atrocity.
A very atrocity.
You know what atrocity that is?
That's not crazy genuine.
Well, just a few weeks ago, it was not a good time to do.
I don't know where those organizations are.
Where are you?
Where are you?
There's those people,
there's those messages that open their houses.
There's an anniversary of September 11th.
To make an anniversary of
the year. Where are you?
Where are you?
Where's the justice?
Where's the justice in the bloodshed of the Muslim being killed?
It's easier than
that God that fires to fall down, stone by stone.
It's easier in our eyes than the Muslim being killed.
Where?
Why is that against you for that?
Where is the justice?
You know,
it reminds me of Hamza, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hamza.
He put Hamza up to the Garden of Uhud.
And Hamza was alone.
His dead uncle.
His soul corrupted,
his ears
messed up,
his ears corrupt,
his nose messed up,
his face
shredded.
And he began to cry to the Prophet, I never saw that next to the Prophet.
I never seen anyone cry.
I never seen the Prophet cry more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that day.
To the point where he said he was crying like a little child.
Shahid, you know what that means?
That's why he's crying.
I'm his uncle.
And then he said,
I'm dead.
Has no one to cheer over him.
Because
you can say, I'm the relative to
the Holy
Prophet and Muslim.
Yeah,
and I say the same thing about our brothers and
sisters. No one has killed over them.
But to others,
to me,
celebration,
anniversary,
you're not your brothers.
What about Allah?
What about Allah?
6,000 by the least statistics today.
What about the tears of the Iraq and the kids of Iraq?
Did you think of that?
You got millions of
millions.
Millions of tears
to go for the
earth with tears for them.
Where is the celebration for Muhammad al-Dawah?
Why in the every year remember Muhammad al-Dawah?
Can we forget how they slaughtered him?
Can we forget how they slaughtered those young kids with tears and tears?
Can we forget?
Just look at the news, the Arabic news, look at the Jura.
Where are the women's shots?
Ya Muslimin,
ya Arab.
Where are you?
There's no Muslim, there's no Arab.
There's no Muslim.
There's no Arab to rest your area, there's fun.
There isn't a single house,
almost,
and I'm not exaggerating.
There isn't a single house in Palestine
that doesn't have a person in its court position.
Where is the anniversary for that?
Where?
Where is the remembrance of that?
Where?
September 11th?
That's not September 11th for us,
too.
Where is it?
But you know what?
We're stolen.
Our Islam has become stolen.
Our Allah and Allah has become stolen.
The word of truth must be assassinated.
The ones who speak the truth must be ousted.
Where
is your brother?
The Prophet of Allah said,
if you don't worry about your brothers,
you're not a Muslim.
من لم يحسن لأمر المسلمين
فأنت من
ربي.
If you don't remember the non-Muslim, you're not going to be.
If you don't remember the nations of the non-Muslim, you're not going to be.
You're not going to be.
You're not going to be.
You're not the justice of the Muslims.
What about Afghanistan?
40,000 in a matter of months.
The rest of the barbarians,
a country that's entirely destroyed.
The threat of Iraq.
We need to talk about Japan before it's
been destroyed. Saudi Arabia and America with allies.
We know that hypocrite that China had a world
who was before.
We know who that person was and we hired against them when they were after them.
Now they want a massacre.
They're Muslims in Iraq
and the rest of them, okay?
When Allah knew Allah destroyed
anyone who puts his hand on Iraq.
No, Allah knew it.
The devil was trying to put the hand on Iraq.
You put up to them, okay?
Allah knew them.
But if the king goes like this,
look,
Allah has a picture to see from Iraq,
I tell you.
They give you
life, yeah,
it's your life.
He's not a natural monk.
It's your life, I understand, I remember it.
They want to catch me up.
Where's the anniversary?
And all those reasons who don't catch me up.
They only cry.
They're defenders today, and you're not staying defenders.
You can't stay defenders.
They must defend themselves.
Why? It's all
the remembrance of our brothers in Indonesia.
They massacred them.
The Christians, the Christians,
they cried in their bodies,
crying,
and they cut their heads off.
Why? Why?
They take their heads off and they sit and sing with their friends. They put them on tables and sit and mock them. They put stickers in their mouth while they're cutting their heads off their bodies. Where is the remembrance of that? Where is the remembrance of those that are up there and up there and up there and all those countries who are here? Some people have prophets to beat them out of carnival, out of the fire, and their bodies put their bodies up. You know, who's their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters that are up there out of the rubbish? That old 70-year-old woman with her hand. The rock house, they're on top of them, they pull it out, and they say, just put it in the house. And he said, I'll tell you something. And he said, you have to meet me. And he said, the book of my life, you know, who's the place that I asked you about on September 11th? Oh, there's the fear of us who are lost up in the heaven. There's the fear of the Lord. There's, I remember that, the first year of my life, and Muhammad Rasulullah. That is where the messenger comes through. That's why I tell you, the people of Allah, when you see this kind of people, it's to depend on Allah. The word of truth must be said. The consequences don't matter. This does not fit. Muhammad alayhi salam, inni ushhidu Allah. Inni alayhi salam says, inni ushhidu Allah. You're my witnesses. If I'm your witness, then I will tell you. He shall not be open. Look what he says. That's what the other day I'm in my Christian school. You and what you will say. If you do not connect them, put them on. What they do in the mirror, one man up in the rock and the room. Come to all of you after me. You will, you superpower, whatever you. Come after me. Hurry up. Hold on. The man is debating him. He's challenging him. Come on after me. Look at what they had. He could hang them. Only Allah, I depend on Allah. That was his father. Man and Satan, only Allah could have been out there. Who has the soul? Allah, why did I depend on any of us? Only the authority, the father of the Kufa, only the authority of Allah, the Rasul, 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 the حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل توكل على الله. والمصابر صلى الله عليه وسلم was laying down on a tree after a fire. Who said it? After a fire. Some prophet takes the sword. Answer. Then you have a kiss. And you wake the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by the sword. I'm going to cut you my head. The prophet said, what is it? Now you're coming out with me? The prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم full of confidence in توكل على الله. The man asked him, who's going to take that from me now? He said, Allah, him. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Allah, the one who told the beginning of the hope, the one who made this get so high with nothing to hold up, the one who made the cross walk with nothing to hold up, Allah is going to be part of it. He got the first. And the Bible says to him. And he said, now there's going to be more of my hand. Said Muhammad al Sufi. Said Muhammad al Sufi. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. No. You don't do this. You said, are the people against us? He said, no. Dependence on Allah. If you depend on anything other than Allah, or you look to the point where you go to other than Allah, Allah is going to take it away from you. Allah is going to take it away from you. That's the reason Ibrahim told the sacrifice to smile. Yes. Because his love and dependence on him is growing and growing and growing to the point, he has to sacrifice that love. When you got to the point of about to sacrifice him, and it got out of his heart, what happened? Allah gave him and said that. Go back. Now that you know the Rasul on Allah, go back. What do you think the problem between Yusuf and his son, and his father, Yaqub? Yusuf and his father, Yaqub. When his love grew so much, that dependence in love was doing too out of him, Allah took him away in the world. Then in the leader's house, so the truth is, you know the whole story. For 1 year, he didn't see them. What does he send them to? Depend on Allah, Yusuf comes back in the next with his family. Dependency on Allah. I tell you, why in this country? Depend on Allah, the miracle will happen to you. I was reading a few days ago in a newspaper, and I had a country, they had a death after high school, they told me it's death. He has to go to the army. And this man has his mother. And we want to take care of his mother. And we want to go. He said, everyone in front of me, I got this problem. Some of them, he rejected him. He doesn't understand. So he comes up to the doctor, takes a problem. Have to meet him to ask. Have to depend on Allah. That's the problem. That's the problem. You have to be ready. He goes, you need on his way up, he's going to be back to him. come back to that side of the river, you can't turn them down. Don't you never come. Look at the same with John Allah.
Another story. I read a few weeks ago about a woman whose husband was in prison in Jeffrey in another country. What happened to her? She had a sick son. No one wants to take care of him. She raised her hands on Allah to defend on Allah. She raised her hands to Allah. She said, Allah, you're not letting your hands down.
Especially when you're oppressed.
So what did the person say? Ya Allah, don't you get your son? What was it?
All of a sudden, a doctor must come to bed. I'm coming to take care of your son. He takes care of it, gives them the medicine, gives everything.
He told me to go out.
He said,
who told you to come there?
I didn't call. He said, isn't this apartment 35? He said, no, this is apartment 37.
I'm not. Who took you there?
The children, to help them out.
To help them out. Because we didn't end them on Allah. We found that Allah, the miracle,
will come to you. I could have a respect to Allah, and you have a respect to him.
The way to strengthen healthy teens, our babies, a lot of babies sometimes resist the doctor. Sometimes it's instinct. God will help the in your children within the house is by spreading it. The first step is God. You ask Allah. You ask Allah to strengthen the bond between you and me. Listen, keep your franchise with Allah. When you keep communicating with Allah, that means you have a bond with him. And the third one, the most important one, is by practice. And I leave you with the first example of Musa alayhi salam. You know Musa alayhi salam? He didn't have to ask him in the beginning, as he should have. The first thing, when you met Allah, and other children to throw your stick in the ground, what did he say? What happened? He threw a stick in the ground, and all the culture in the Quran, وَلَّا مُزْدِرًا وَلَّا مُعَقَّرًا. He ran and he didn't look back. That's exactly what that is. You see the place? He ran with anger within that. This is the first stage of his work. Before Da'wah filled his heart, he can have practice and direction. Then the next stage, go to Fir'aun. Go to Fir'aun, go to Fir'aun. He has to run and understand. He has to go to Fir'aun. Run and face down. Yes. All the things. When he went against 30,000 people, so as the best people do the witchcraft, 30,000 against Musa. You have to appear. The only thing that you have to do is see them. Look at that fear and don't think. This is the mirror. Look, we will do this. We will do this. We are not fear. The angel is in front of him. The arm is behind him. And his truth in all of his superpower and power is behind him. The angel is in front of him. Now it's time to run away. Now it's time to fear. But now for what could we do it in his heart? What happened now? His people tell him, Inna la mudrakur, we're doomed. We're doomed. Jesus said, I fear. Then I look at that. No, so what can we do it in the heart? Shalla, no way. Inna ma'aya rabbi sayahdi. Always with me, he's going to find the way out. This is the question. If you want to have some happy life, if you want to have a life, in the place, have the wakil in your heart. You don't fill your heart with the wakil for the sake of Allah. ثم صلى على خاتم المدينه الامام المنكرين فقد امركم الله بالصلاه والسلام عليه فقال ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى على واحده صلى الله عليه بعشره اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت وباركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد وقل اللهم هي اربعه الخلفاء الائمه الخلفاء ابي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وابن رم عثمان وعاد السلطان علي وعن ال بيت نبينا الطيبين الطاهرين وعن ازواج امهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابه والتابعين عنا معهم بجنك وعفوك واحسانك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين وبين يا ابا الدين فانك وزنادقك والملحدين اللهم ارفع علينا الجهاد وانصر المجاهدين اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في العراق اللهم عليك بمن اذاهم وهددهم وعذاهم اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم طهر فلسطين من اليهود الحاقدين اللهم عليك باليهود الحاقدين اللهم عليك بهم فانهم لا يعجزون اللهم احصهم عددا واحصهم بددا ولا تخص منهم احدا ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
No, that's